It's spring cleaning time, and I am vacuuming everything this year, even the creepy attic. Why? Because I'm a Dunkin' Rewards member, so I get ahead by using my rewards as fuel, and fuel it does. And now you can get ahead, too. Dunkin' Rewards members get a $3 medium cold brew every day all month long, like the new caramel chocolate cold brew. Not a member? Join on the Dunkin' app. Dunkin' Rewards. Save them, stack them, use them how you want. America runs on Dunkin'. Limit one per member per day. Additional charges and terms may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Welcome to Breezeline, where you'll say, ta-ta, T-Mobile, because we have 99.9% network reliability, and they don't. That's right. Time, weather, or even streaming in a basement won't affect our superior service. That's because we have real internet, backed by our fiber-powered network. And T-Mobile? Well, they just have a 5G cellular network. So for a limited time, find your perfect speed with prices starting at $19.99 a month for 24 months. Terms and conditions apply. Go to breezeline.com to learn more.
The year of transformation 2020. This year I consider one of transformation, as it is a year where everything we knew has changed. It is a year where the unexpected happened, a year where modern society could not find a cure or way to slow down COVID-19. We have grown confident, maybe even overconfident, that modern society could defeat or at least slow down almost any disease. Not since AIDS first came out did we become concerned about a disease. We tried to rationalize that only certain people would get it until it became apparently clear that blood, that which runs through all our veins, could become our death if we needed an emergency surgery or had a disease that required any transfusion. We have gotten better at treating the disease for the most part, but we have not found a cure. In more well-to-do countries, we have been able to control the spread and make the disease more controllable with a cocktail of drugs. But there are still countries with poor economies and poor sanitation, and the disease is still being transmitted. Then came COVID. Everything has changed. People have tried to live as normally as they can, but there is an outcry to our governments. Please do something. Maybe many have perished around the world. Many lives have been forever changed. My daughter often asks me, what kind of world will it be? How will it be changed? For the first time in my life, I have no clue. The world I had to go by to create a sort of picture is no longer the same. I know that for those of us who survive through this, it will have to be a thorough transformation. Even if the disease does not touch us or any of our loved ones, the world will not be the same. Therefore, we cannot be the same. And we will not be the same. I can only hope we can be better after all is said and done. As this year of transformation ends, I'd like for everyone, wherever you are, to take a moment of silence for those lives lost. Well, for now, remember, life is for the living. Live it. Till next time, stay well.